Danse Gakyo, Seminakitam Scott Now Wow. Greeting you all in the Cree language for another episode of Coffee and Cree here on the Windspeaker Radio Network, joined by Neil Redcrow from the Atsimowin Opaspio Society. He's a Cree teacher from Saddle Lake, Alberta, calling Edmonton his home. And today we're talking about Wagutawin, our relationship terms, and it's can kind of be a complex topic even in general, right?
Yeah, at times it can be confusing until you get the hang of it.
Absolutely. And we've been through mother, father, grandparents, some of our sisters. But now, as much as we might not like them all the time, we have our in-laws. Right? Yeah. So, and they might not like us either out there. But I'm just playing. But of course, you know, like my father-in-law, a huge part of my life with my own Ngutawi upon passing away. He's kind of taken that role. Mm. And shout out to him. His name is Larry out in Edgerton, Alberta, because he teaches me a lot that my own father can't teach me, right? So in-laws, a big part of our lives. Let's start talking about in-laws. How do we start referring to our in-laws in the Heawewin?
So both of them as a whole, you would call them Niminachimaganak.
Niminachimaganak. Oh, that one kind of flows off the tongue nicely. Niminachimaganak. Yeah. Now, does that break down to something, anything in between there that means anything?
Yeah, exactly. Niminachimaganak has a lot of cultural significance to it because it's the old ways of Nehiyawak is they would not talk to their in-laws. Minache means you're careful about how you speak to them. So you don't really... So especially a son-in-law and his mother-in-law, they would never speak a word to each other. So sometimes there's some funny stories about that where there'd be like a woman and the only person home is his mother-in-law, and he's got to tell her like, hey, she's got to go to the hospital. She's going to have the baby today, but he's not allowed to talk to her.
Yeah,
she's not allowed to talk to him.
Yeah.
So they would talk to like something like a cat that was in the room and start telling the cat, like, hey,
just so the mom could hear, so they weren't speaking directly.
They would not speak directly. It's a respect thing, right? Between a man and a woman. So they wouldn't speak to their in-laws directly, especially the ones of opposite gender.
Oh.
Yeah, or be in a room alone with them. So if you went in a room and your mother-in-law's in there, either she would leave or you would just leave. You would never be...
Again, I feel like I should have brought you tobacco for teachings today. But of course, so we say Niminachimaganak.
Yeah, Niminachimaganak just means my in-laws, right?
Okay, my in-laws in general. Now, for my mother-in-law, her name is Lucinda. How do I refer to my mother-in-law?
Nisigus.
Nisigus.
Nisigus,
yeah. Is my mother-in-law.
Yeah, Nisigus.
And then my father-in-law?
Nisis.
So... Again, if we could just say kisses for your father-in-law or kisigos for your father-in-law to put it in second person, mm-hmm. right? So daughter-in-law and son-in-law, how do we say my daughter-in-law?
Nistim.
Nistim.
Yeah.
So some of these start sounding very similar to the other Wagutawin terms for a language learner.
Yes.
Right? You know, yeah. So I think that's why they can be tough to just to memorize and get down, I think, right?
Yeah. So yeah, some of these terms they do double as other Wagutawin terms. Like Nisigus is another term you could use for your auntie. Nisis is another term for uncle.
And then of course, I don't know if we talked about uncle and auntie in the last one of Nigawi is our father, mm-hmm. and then our uncle. Another way to refer to an uncle is.
So Nigawi would be your mother, and
mother Nigawi as a mother.
Yeah, yeah. And Nigawis.
Nigawis is our aunt.
Yeah, that would be your, if you're a man, that's your dad's sister. Yeah. Oh. That's where it gets a little bit confusing with the uncles and aunties. A lot of times people ask, well, how do you say auntie in Nehiyawewin? And well, it's not
It
one.
Depends if there's a man or who's yeah. saying it, right?
It depends if it's your brother's or your dad's brother's wife or else your dad's sister. It depends.
Okay.
So those ones take a little bit of practice to get used to.
And we're talking about in-laws. My son-in-law, we had Nistim for my daughter-in-law. My son-in-law.
Ninahaksim.
Ninahaksim.
Ninahaksim, yeah.
Okay. And then, of course, a lot of families, you know, it's not like the old days where everybody's married and things like that. Sometimes we have what we occur in Munyao language is a common law. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So is that what you would consider to be a co-parent in Nehiyawewin?
The word that we use, like, it's a little bit, it's not like common law. It would be like what your parents call your in-laws. So we have a relationship term for that in Nehiyowin, and it's Ntitawao.
Ntitawao. So that would be what my parents refer to my in-laws.
Exactly.
Ntitawao.
So in English, there's not really a word for it, but in Nehiyowin, so that's your parents and then your in-law and your in-laws, they call each other that Ntitawao.
Okay, so now we have brother-in-laws, and we hear, I've heard this word forever, even I think even just referred to as a brother, or like almost like a
cousin. Or
like a cousin, bro, right? Yeah. Yeah. And what word is that?
Nistao.
Nistao, right? And yeah. You hear, oh, my Nistao, right?
Yeah, everybody's always bragging about their Nistao.
Right, exactly, right? and that's usually, you know, a man speaking to of another man, my Nistao, right?
Exactly. So there's certain terms in Nehiyowin that are like male terms. Nistao is one of them, right? Nistao is only a word that a man says to another man, Nistao.
And then, so if a male is talking to another female...
Yeah, so would be your sister-in-law, you would call her Nitim.
Nitim.
Nitim. And inversely, she would also call you Nitim.
The same.
Yeah. So a woman calls a man Nitim, or else a man calls a woman Nitim. But man to man, Nistao.
And then for cousins, because we're all cousins, how would we use, what term would we use for cousin?
See, that's another one that completely depends on which side of the family. So.
Oh.
Yeah. So say a term like Nistao, right? Your brother-in-law.
Yeah.
You could use a term if you're a man and your dad's sister's son, you call him Nistas.
Nistas.
Almost like the word Nistao, Nistas, right?
But you even hear that one as another cousin term.
Yeah,
just people exactly, like, my Nistas, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Tagake, sitting with Neil Redcrow from the Atsimwe Opaspio Society on a show called Coffee and Cree, and sometimes tea and sometimes Gatorade. Danse Katwan Gatorade.
Gatorade? Holy. Siwapoy.
Siwapoy. Sugar water, right?
Apu, what do you call, how would you call a gator? Misto Sigyas.
There you go. We just made the Nehiyowin win for Gator juice, for Gatorade, here on the Windspeaker Radio Network. We'll be back again after the break with more good to win terms on the Windspeaker Radio Network on Pigate Wapoy Egwa
Nehiyowin.
After the break.